Hi, this is Phil Henry. This is another episode of the Phil Henry Podcast. It's episode 61, and it's Bob Grain, the CEO, or the chairman of the board or something, the manager of Fraser Foods, a grocery chain located, headquartered in Buena Park. After Bush's election in 2004, Bob, a conservative Republican voter, wanted to take out his frustrations on the liberals and the Kerry supporters, among his employees especially, and began, as Bob often does, asking what he thinks is a very disguised yet highly motivated question, like, say, you could use a little tissue paper up top, stuff like that. Offensive, sexist, sure, but it's Bob Grain here in our episode called Kerry Supporter.
You know, they have every right to have their political opinion. I can tell you that I think what has happened since the election is a little surprising.
Testing. Hi, Phil Henry here. Hi, it's Phil Henry, and it's an episode of the Phil Henry Podcast brought to you by Amazon.com and episode 61, in fact, brought to you by Amazon.com and PhilHenryShow.com, which is the worldwide, international, multimedia, worldwide, wonderful world of the web, headquarters of the Phil Henry Show. Go over and get a backstage pass and listen to the full shows of these wonderful podcasts. This is one from 2004. It is Bob Grain, who is the chairman of Fraser Food, and this is a grocery chain. He's a conservative Republican who felt after the election of George Bush he wanted to get a little payback, a little revenge on the Kerry supporters and the progressives and liberals among his employees. And so, as Bob is wont to do, he begins some very inappropriate, highly suggestive, completely unacceptable questioning of his employees, which he thinks is, or at least he claims, is very, very innocent. Here's Bob Grain in Kerry Supporter.
You know, they have every right to have their political opinion. I can tell you that I think what has happened since the election is a little surprising, but I suppose it shouldn't be. A lot of these people that supported Kerry are angry, and they don't have a sense of humor about it.
Because you've been making jokes with your employees?
Yeah, I've come in. After the election, I made some cracks to them, and you know, one of the people who works for me is Sue Armstrong, who you're familiar with, Phil, because of her complaint. I made three different jokes to her, and she got upset about it.
Well, she filed a hostile work, it's like a hostile work environment complaint, saying that there were instances where your jokes were cruel and personal.
But that's what I'm saying. These people that supported Senator Kerry have got no sense of humor at all. Their man lost the election, and our guy, George Bush, won. And now that the shoe's on the other foot, you know, because they were laying it on the president pretty good.
I would agree with that.
You know, during the campaign, and now they can't take a joke. And her complaint, Phil, is based on three instances, if I could clarify that.
Go ahead.
One was on November the 3rd, the day after the election. I came by her check stand. She's one of the checkers in our store in Buena Park. And I came by her check stand, I said, looks like the country's safe for another 4 years. The other was on this past Thursday when we were in our lunchroom, and I remarked to her that under Senator Kerry, I said breast jobs are probably going to be free for all of his Hollywood friends, and that was a joke that I was trying to make. And the other was this past Friday when she said to me she was offended by President Bush's election since it would mean diminishing equal rights for women, and I told her, well, that she had a good job, so what was she worried about?
And well, what... Here's the thing.
But if I could, I just want to interject one thing.
Go ahead.
This woman is an employee and also someone that I have admired. And my question is this. Last summer, I asked her if she wanted to go get a drink, which was just me trying to be friendly. And I asked her about three times out for a drink, and she declined me all three times, which I guess is her right. But how come she gets to shoot me down for a drink, and when I ask her out, but I can't take a few good-natured shots? And I think what's happening here is the heart and the soul of these Kerry people. No sense of humor, but they get to, in the case of this lady Armstrong, when I ask her out for a drink, she's turning me down.
Are you taking these shots because you're angry with her for not going out with you, or are they simply politically and philosophically motivated, you know?
Well, Phil...
And the breast job comment that Kerry, if he got elected, would have provided free breast jobs for all the Hollywood friends. That's what you say... You said.
That is correct, yes, sir.
Well, she claims in the complaint that you said she was angry Kerry didn't get elected because now she can't get a free breast job.
I can tell you to the very best of my recollection I didn't say that. But the larger issue here is the inability of these Kerry people to be able to laugh at themselves and realize they're wrong. They got beat fair and square, and they're crying about it. I came in after the election. I gave my Kerry employees some shots. How come I can't do that? Even though when I asked her out for a drink, you know, and all I was looking for was maybe some dinner for her to be as good to me as I've been to her.
All right, well, you got yourself a hostile work environment complaint here, and your basic theory here is, not theory, your belief is that because she's a Kerry supporter, she's got no sense of humor and you can't take some shots.
No, she's gonna file a complaint against me, and meanwhile, I ask her for a lousy drink and she says no to me. And so these are the things that I think the American people are seeing very clearly. These people that supported Kerry, you know, they're a little thin-skinned.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. My guest is Robert Green, CEO of Fraser Foods, who is dealing right now with a hostile work environment complaint from an employee who says that his jokes or his comments about Kerry are... creating a hostile work environment, and you say she's a Kerry supporter, she just has thin skin.
Oh, without question.
But some of these comments made by you, she's claiming were very personal. The breast job thing.
I do not have any recollection, Phil. But
let's just ask this question. She's not bound to go out with you because she works for you.
No, I understand that, but that means if she doesn't go out with me, I can't make a few comments about her supporting Kerry.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Had the woman consented... If she had consented to going out with you, would you then today not be giving her a hard time about Kerry losing, making jokes?
Well, it's not about Kerry winning or losing, Mr. Hendry. I'm just saying, how come she says, you know, I ask her out for a lousy drink and she shoots me down, but I don't get to make the Kerry comments?
It could have been the nature of the comments. You claimed that on November the 3rd, you came into the store and said to her, well, it looks like the country's safe for another 4 years.
That's correct.
All right. She says in her complaint that you said it looks like the country's safe for another 4 years from single women and their abortions.
Phil, I think she's taking that completely out of context.
Well, what did you say?
To the very best of my recollection, I did not say what you said. I said I'm asking you and the media to look at the larger picture of what's going on. The people that supported Kerry can't even laugh at themselves. They're getting bent out of shape in the usual ways, and even though we won, we can't have any fun with them. And on top of that, and the point that I made to my attorney, all right, she's free not to go out and have a lousy drink, is all I asked her to do.
She doesn't want to go out with you.
No, I understand that, but how come I can't make comments about Kerry, you know, losing?
Can I ask you this? Because this is in the complaint, too, and it's a little... offensive.
Go right ahead, sir. I mean, if it's offensive, I can assure you I didn't say it.
She claims that you called Kerry a douche.
No, sir, I did not. To the best of my recollection, I didn't.
So were these jokes or were they just mean-spirited? I mean, that's...
Well, no, they were jokes. I don't know why you're assuming they're mean-spirited, only because she has the complaint. You have the complaint in front of you, and it is the likelihood in our society that women get the benefit of the doubt, and any time they complain about a man...
But you are tying it to, you are tying in these jokes to this idea that she didn't go out with you last summer.
No, if I'm making that connection, I'm sorry.
Well, that's what it sounds like. In other words, it sounds to me like you're saying, hey, how come I can't rag on Kerry? I asked her out for a drink and she said no.
Well, if it sounds like I'm tying in it, I'm simply asking a rhetorical question. She's a Kerry supporter, and because she's a Kerry supporter, she's thin-skinned. She can't take the fact that he lost, and she doesn't like a little good-natured ribbing. So I come in and I say that this Kerry, you know, it looks like your guy Kerry lost. You know, he's a real, I didn't call him the word you said. I think I said he was a scumbag or something like that. And she goes running off to the California Labor Board and files a hostile work environment complaint, and yet I can't ask her out for a drink. And she says no, and she goes out with guys, and I'm the CEO of the company. And that is not to say she has to go out with me because I'm the CEO of the company. But she goes out with bag boys. I've seen her with two or three of the guys that load in the back of the store. See what I'm saying?
But you're saying to me, what you're saying to me sounds like a revenge thing, though. You see?
Absolutely not, Phil.
Well, if you say, how come she, you know, won't, she can't take these Carrie jokes, and yet I got to listen to her tell me no when I ask her out for a drink, it sounds like you're...
No, not at all. I don't care whether she goes out with me, you know, or not. Although I can't understand why she wouldn't go out with me, and she's going out with the guy that drives the, one of the guys that drives a bread truck, who is here once a week. She's gone out with him. So I made the comment about Kerry, because I'm very happy President Bush won, and I made a couple of jokes, and these Kerry supporters...
Are all of your employees that supported Kerry this, as you call it, thin-skinned?
Well, you know, you can see they cringe a little bit when I make the comment. They can't laugh at themselves. But this Sue, the lady who brought the complaint, which I never in a million years would have, you know, she gets upset because I said that Kerry was a piece of, you know, I compared him to a piece of garbage or something like that. I'm joking around.
She says the word you used was douche.
I do. To the best of my recollection, I didn't. I said I think the guy was a bag of something. I forget what. But, and yet, there she is, and I asked her for the drink. Forget it.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686 is the number on the Phil Henry Show. Let's go over to Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. You're with Robert Green of Fraser Foods.
Yes, my point is that I think Mr. Green is just trying to get back at this woman because she refused to have drinks with him. He obviously didn't get the point or didn't take the hint when she said no the first time and didn't take the hint when she said no the second time. He had to embarrass himself and ask her out a third time. But,
why do you say I'm trying to get back at her? I was just making jokes about her guy, Kerry, who lost, because they all year long, it's all Kerry's this and Kerry's that, Kerry's going to win. And as soon as he loses, I made a couple of jokes.
Well, you called him a scumbag. Is that funny?
To me, it's a riot. It's hysterical.
Well, I disagree. I mean, that's just childish. If you're a CEO of this big company, you know...
How come she gets to say no? All I wanted was a lousy
because
drink.
Because that's a woman's right. You have every right to say no if somebody said... You know, gee, how about you come to my house for dinner? You have the right to say no.
Why would I say no to that?
Maybe you don't like the person.
Well, if it's if for instance the shoe was on the other foot, there was a very powerful female who was, had money.
What
in this
does power have to do with it?
Well, I would be very flattered.
It's a different thing, man. The whole socioeconomic status of women is still much different from men's, Mr. Green.
Well, you know, for a guy that voted for Bush, Mr. Henry, you sound like a Kerry supporter, and...
I'm a Democrat, but this got nothing to do with this. I think the point that the caller is making is it sounds like a revenge thing.
That's not revenge at all. It's how come she goes out with a guy that drives a bread truck? What am I? See what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I don't think she's trying... Maybe she's afraid that if this drink thing doesn't work out, maybe you're trying to pursue a relationship that you're going to retaliate by... You know, making her job or making her time at work uncomfortable.
Well,
if my boss asked me out, I would say no in a heartbeat. I'm happily married, but honestly, I mean, isn't it kind of like a general rule? You don't date in the workplace.
Why would you go out with someone if you're married?
Well, obviously, I just said I wouldn't happily married.
Of course not. So how does that apply to me?
Maybe she thought the guy in the bread truck was better looking. Who knows? But you're obviously this personal.
That's fine. That's fine. She can do that. And yet I can't come into the office and say Kerry is going to be giving out free boob jobs and stuff like that.
I mean, I just think that if you're the CEO of a powerful company,
right.
Now I'm just an ER nurse. I've been an ER nurse for several years. Doesn't everybody know that you really don't discuss politics in the workplace?
In my workplace, ma'am, in our lunchroom where the young people that work for me are allowed to talk about what they want, I think that's what makes a happy workplace. And I said, why don't you go get your free boob job? And she got upset.
So you did refer to her as getting a free breast job if Kerry got elected.
I said something about how you're sorry Kerry didn't get elected because that means you don't get your free... Because Kerry would give out free boob jobs to all of his Hollywood friends.
That's funny, because minutes ago you were denying it.
No, ma'am, I was not.
I'm sorry. You said you didn't recall it.
I don't recall.
Funny how they changed their story. I'll tell you, if my boss asked me out, I would say no.
All right.
And you know what? You're just trying to get back at her.
I would take a thank you very much. I'm going to take a break, Jennifer. Thank you for your call. Robert Green is with me, the CEO of Fraser Foods, who has a hostile work environment complaint filed against him today. Mr. Green's a Bush supporter. One of his employees, I imagine this may be happening all over America, one of his employees, a Kerry supporter, says that he's made some crass and crude and harassing jokes. Mr. Green says he's simply celebrating President Bush's win, and why are these Kerry supporters so thin-skinned? 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Whenever you think of someone with hair, think of me, Bob Green.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Robert Green is the CEO of Fraser Foods out of Buena Park, California. You also manage the store there, right?
Yes, I do, Phil.
So you're the Buena Park manager, and you have a hostile work environment. You work right now because I'm hearing a lot of, work.
Oh, yeah. We're in the stock room, actually, at just the back of the loading dock where we're unloading for the day. But I want to say that I have never been more insulted by the fact that I voted for Bush, and I'm getting persecuted for that. And
well, you say now she's persecuting you. The complaint she files is that you made some crass jokes after Bush won, of a personal nature, and you say you should be allowed to make those because you asked her out for a couple of drinks and she wouldn't go.
I asked her out for a lousy drink. Back in the summer, she said no. Now I'm getting persecuted because I supported Bush and she didn't. And as she's saying, I got a hostile work environment. So two times I'm getting persecuted. One time because I vote for Bush, and another time because, you know, she's just personally angry. That's all. I mean, because I'm making jokes. And she can't take it. So,
and you're the CEO of this company making these comments on the air. Does your attorney know that you're on the air?
My attorney is fully capable and confident that this case has no merit whatsoever. I ought to be allowed to rub it in a little bit about how stupid Kerry supporters are. And also, I should be allowed to have a little venting of my frustrations because I asked her for a lousy drink and she
said no, and you're frustrated and you ought to be allowed to vent your frustrations?
I'm not sexually harassing her, other than I called Kerry a scumbag, and that's it.
And you also said that it's too bad Kerry didn't win or you would have got your free breast job to this woman.
That's not sexual harassment. She talks, she's not a well-developed woman. It was something that I would think she'd be interested in having, that's all.
In other words, because she doesn't have the most impressive chest, you're assuming she'd want a breast job.
And that's just a joke. It was not intended as anything more.
I gotta tell you something, I'm not a lawyer, but it sounds like you're in trouble.
With the greatest of respect to you, Mr. Hendry, I do have a very good lawyer.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. David, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Phil. I just want to let you know, Bob, I just wanted to make a comment to you. I really think that you're using the results of this election to be able to sneak in these comments to this woman that you are feeling resentful against for not,
You're wrong.
Well, I might be wrong, but,
If you're wrong, then what's the point?
That a person in your position is going to say the things that you're saying. One,
what did I say?
Person.
What did I say?
Two,
some jokes?
You're going to go on the air and you're going to let people know around the country that you're saying these things.
I didn't say anything wrong.
You have a case.
Wait, are you telling me I should be embarrassed for making anti-Kerry jokes?
No, you know what? I think you're totally entitled to your opinion about John Kerry.
There you go.
As is everybody. But what you're not entitled to is an opinion about a coworker's physical attributes. That's where you cross the line, and that's what's going to get you in trouble.
Wait a minute. All I said was to this lady, I would assume because you don't have the most impressive chest, Kerry would be your man because he'd probably give free boob jobs.
See, that's crass and crude.
Yeah,
and
right over the line. You totally crossed the line.
And nobody's making the comment yet about how she shoots me down for a lousy drink. See what I'm saying?
It's not grounds for... You can't go to the universe. You can't go to the California Labor Board. Thank you very much, David. You can't go to the California Labor Board and complain that I asked a female employee out for a drink and she turned me down.
No, and I wouldn't go to the California Labor Board and complain that somebody made an anti-Kerry joke. But she's doing that, and yet I can't do that. If she goes to the California Labor Board and says I made some comment about her, she's got a small, little, you know, BB billiard ball chest or whatever, and
you didn't say that, did you?
I didn't say, no, sir, I did not. But if she does that, why can't I say, I asked her for a lousy drink, one drink, and then we're out of there? She said no.
Man, 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green has made some anti-Kerry comments to his employees. He thinks that they can't take it. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Mr. Robert Green.
But you're taking it out of context.
All right, hold on. Mr. Robert Green, the CEO of Fraser Foods. Now, you got an employee is upset with you.
I understand it. But what you said, Mr. Hendry, I think is taken out of context, and I wanted to clarify that.
Well, wait a minute. The comment was made by you, admittedly by you, John Kerry, if he'd been elected president, would provide free breast jobs for all of his Hollywood friends.
Exactly.
All right, but commenting to this employee, this Ms. Armstrong, that her chest was like two BBs on a billiard table. Didn't you say that?
No. You want to focus, and your callers want to focus, on a comment taken out of context. I simply said that Kerry was that kind of a superficial guy that he, and I've got nothing against him personally, I'm sure he's a fine man, but I don't think he would have done anything more than pay back his Hollywood friends, and I used the term breast jobs. And
well, where did this BBs on a billiard table come in?
The comment BBs on a billiard table was in reference to, it was a joking reference to Ms. Armstrong. And
well, right, there's your problem.
Well, it's not a problem, Mr. Hendry. The problem is that people that supported John Kerry cannot laugh at themselves, can't just suck it up and say we lost. They got to file lawsuits, sexual harassment, all the liberal agenda that these people live and breathe by. And
Mr. Green, with all the greatest of respect, any place, anywhere, any time, an employer says a woman's chest is like a couple of billiards on a BB table, or BBs on a billiard table, it's going to be a big problem.
I'd ask this lady out. We had a personal relationship. I'd ask her out for a lousy drink. What she's elected to do is take this to the California Labor Board and turn it into a big thing. And let me tell you why. Because her guy, Kerry, got stomped by Bush, and they can't take it.
You really believe that?
That's exactly what I believe, without question. And my attorney believes it, too.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green, CEO of Fraser Foods. Diana, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Green, I am a supporter of President Bush, and I'm in New York State, a blue state.
Yes, ma'am.
I agree with you that these Kerry supporters are often lacking a sense of humor.
Well, you see my point.
Yes, but in my opinion, I think this harassment charge has a lot of merit to it. As the CEO of a company, I just think it's very improper of you to be asking out employees, regardless of whatever personal relationship that you have with her. Whether it's right or wrong, in this day and age, you just can't do these things anymore.
All right, fine. So I asked her out, she turned me down. So what's wrong with me making a couple of anti-Kerry jokes?
Anytime you bring breasts into the workplace, you know, they're going to nail you to the wall.
Well,
whether you like it or not,
well,
it's just not appropriate in this day and age.
Yeah, I've got to get this line out. She brought her breasts into the workplace. That's a joke.
God, you know
isn't
what?
Isn't that great? Well, you know, the problem is calling them BBs on a billiard table.
Yeah, look, this is way out of proportion.
Well,
unfortunately, I think that your perspective is a little skewed and that you're probably going to lose unless you start changing your story and stop talking about this, taking her out for a drink.
What am I saying that's wrong?
You're mixing apples and oranges. You cannot talk about Carrie comments and asking her out for a drink in the same story, because it's going to be construed as you having a grudge, which is what a lot of the callers have been saying. Whether you like it or not, whether it's right or wrong, the laws these days say that as a CEO, a person in power, you really shouldn't be asking these people out. I'm a professional, independent woman. I was in a similar situation with my own boss a few weeks ago talking. He was bashing President Bush, and I didn't feel comfortable disagreeing with him. It wasn't harassment, but it was very uncomfortable,
that
and
sucks.
He didn't mention my breasts at all.
I think
that you need to stop and put yourself in the context of 2004.
Diane, do you know how many successful couples there are today met in the workplace? People, where would you rather people go meet? In bar rooms?
May
in
I
a
ask
workplace,
your age,
we,
sir?
I'm sorry?
May I ask your age?
Yes, I'm 47.
And how old is she?
21.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
What do you
end
mean,
of story.
What do you mean, there you go, end
as
of story?
I'm 36, okay?
What's that
at
got to 21 do with
years old, this person, I don't care who she is.
She's not a kid. She's a legal adult.
You know what? At 21, you don't think you're a kid.
And then at 21,
really,
you call them.
You look back on it, and you were.
BB's on a billiard table. I'm sure at that age, she's got all the self-confidence in the world.
Right. When I was 21 years old, I worked for probably.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Diana. Here is Melissa on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Melissa.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to make a comment. I think that.
I feel like I'm on the Dr. Phil McGraw show with all of this, because I wanted to talk politics. Because that's what I thought this would be about.
But you've talked.
Can I just make a comment?
Go ahead, Melissa.
I just wanted to say that your comment of, you know, the Kerry supporters being, you know, super thin-skinned, they can't take anything. Well, it seems as though
they're real
lightweight. You can't take anything, because you're taking this that she turned you down three times, very personal, and you can't get into your head that she just doesn't want to go out with you.
I know she doesn't
want to
go out with me.
And all the comments that you're saying are basically just to get back at her.
No,
obvious.
I know she doesn't want to go out.
Every caller that's come so far has said the same thing. So
I know she doesn't want to go out with me.
She doesn't like you. She'd rather go out with the bread guy if she makes $5 an hour.
I know it. You're not telling me anything that I don't already know. What, I didn't need your phone call. I already know she doesn't want
to
go out with me.
You keep bringing it up, though.
What do I keep bringing up?
It has nothing to do with your case. The fact that she didn't go out with you does not have anything to do with your case, and you keep bringing it up as if
that's something that you get to do.
It's personal to you. Exactly what the other caller said. It's so personal to you.
So why is she taking it personally?
That she wouldn't go out with you. And why would she? You're like, you could be her dad.
Why is she taking it personally that I made comments about Kerry? Why is she taking that personally?
Because of the way you said them and the comments and the context in which you said them.
What did I say? What did I say?
Using brass. Saying them in a way that is if she would want to have to go get a boo job. I mean, come on. You know.
Oh, come on. You mean, are you trying to tell me that in this day and age we can't make a leisurely comment about a woman's, you know?
Yeah, no, you
chest?
Can't. I'm sorry.
A leisurely?
No better. Being
it's
a CEO of a company,
thing.
You should respect your employees more not to say stuff like that.
Ma'am, I thought we lived in the 21st century where employees get to know each other over an 8-hour day, over the course of months and years. And
she doesn't want to get to know you. She doesn't even want to have a drink with you.
You can't make a leisurely, relaxing comment about the size of a woman's breasts.
You called them BBs on a billiard table.
Exactly.
Well,
I mean, what if she made a comment about something that you had?
Like what?
Well, just use your imagination.
You know, I don't
think... Do you think that would be appropriate for her to say comments like that?
Well, how is she
going to
make a comment on that? I mean, you can't... You know.
Do you think that would if other people were around? Because apparently when you said your comment, there were other people around. And
that's the other
what
thing.
If you made a comment like that, how would you feel about yourself?
She was probably embarrassed.
First of all, she can't comment on the size of what this lady's saying, because men don't dress to accentuate that. Women
maybe
dress.
Maybe you do. Or not.
Well, I'll tell you this much. A relaxing, throw-off comment like, hey, you know, you're really small-chested. Why does that... In this day and age,
you got to be kidding.
I know exactly. I'm in awe here.
What do you mean you're in awe? In this day and age, why is it that? And yet, I say,
are you married?
I'm separated.
Okay.
How long have you been separated for?
My wife and I separated last year.
So you're not divorced?
No. Oh, I guess does that make that a mortal sin too? See, what I'm trying to...
No, but I just think it falls along the pattern of that you maybe just don't understand women, and you don't get it. And comments like that aren't going to get you anywhere.
Well, I if I made a mistake, I certainly, but I really believe it's because all of these, are you a supporter of Kerry?
I think you hurt her feelings.
About.
I don't, it doesn't really matter who I
Melissa,
support, it's really not about
yeah.
the election.
Thank you, Melissa, for your call. I think a lot of callers are saying this isn't about the election.
Well, then why is it she files this complaint 4 days after George Bush shoves his fist right up Kerry's?
All right, can we cut that, please? Because I don't want that on the air.
I'm sorry.
I don't want those kinds of comments on the air. 1-800-449-8686. Lonnie, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Robert Greene. Go ahead.
Hi. I really think that because I've experienced situations like that where I've had managers stare at me or I've had bosses ask me out, and I really don't think that that's appropriate for a professional situation where in a business office or anything like that. And I think that you're just basically taking it out on her that she just did not want to go out with you.
Well,
and she should not have to go out with you.
Oh, no. Yeah, I totally agree. Lonnie, may I ask how old you are?
I'm 19.
All right. See, your experience is probably what, like a Blockbuster or something or a Subway? Well,
That's entirely irrelevant, actually.
Well, I don't know what experience you're speaking of. I mean, if your boss at the Blockbuster may be the same age as you. You see what I'm saying?
That's actually entirely irrelevant because this is about you, and
Starbucks,
I've actually had a lot of jobs since I was 14.
All right, but if you're working at a Starbucks, your boss is what, like 6 months older than you? You can't really see that as...
Well, wait. Just hold on. Let's stick to what... You're the boss. She's an employee. You ask her out. I'm not of the mind that it's a bad thing for coworkers to ask each other out. But when she's repeatedly said no...
Well, you give her a chance to think of it. Look, sometimes a woman says no. She wants to see if you'll, keep asking.
No.
And another thing is a leisurely comment about...
Yeah, BBs on a billiard table.
No, I don't get it.
No, yeah, if anybody ever said that to me, even if I was sexually attracted to that person, that would hurt my feelings.
Well, but see, she was the one voting for Kerry thinking he was going to give out free boob jobs.
That is so not true. Is she one of his Hollywood friends? Why would she even consider herself connected to Kerry at all?
Well,
and believe me, I am a Bush supporter fully. I voted for him.
Well, then you know what I mean. I did too. And you know that Kerry and all of his Hollywood pals, it's all about, are they going to get free nose jobs and stuff?
All of his Hollywood friends have plenty of money to get that stuff done.
Yeah,
that is not what it's about at all.
No, you're right. But all of the people that don't have money...
Look at Mr. Green. We're going to go round and round with the breast jobs and the nose jobs. But the fact is, it is a hurtful thing to say to a woman, something like that, especially when you're not a friend of hers. And
well, I don't know if that's the case.
You're not a friend of hers, dude. She doesn't want to go out with you. You're her boss. Thank you, Laura Lonnie, for your comment.
Lonnie,
thank
you. Can I just ask you this, Mr. Green? Where do you work?
I currently work at Macy's.
All right, so you're working at the perfume counter, and your boss is...
All right.
I actually work in the science shop, so I work a permanent job with lots of older people.
Science shop?
I make sure all of the tickets and the signs are correct for sales.
Oh. Do you have... all right, never mind.
All right. Thank you very much, Lonnie. Continued success.
Sure.
Thank you. And, Ann, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I would just like to say that this man, he's just totally offensive. I mean, breasts do not, they are not, that is totally inappropriate to do in a workplace.
What is that?
Whether she's got large breasts, small breasts, it's none of your business.
Yeah, but how come
she is employed by you to do a job,
absolutely.
Not to be ogled over or commented on the size of her chest.
Well, absolutely.
And I think you should shut up. And your lawyer, I'm amazed he is not called.
I'm very...
told you to keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
Because you are causing your own case to go right down the
Well, Ann, look, no lawyer tells me to shut up. That's no lawyer that I'm paying the bills for tells me to shut up. That's number one.
Well, then he's doing you a disservice because you are clearly sexually harassing that woman.
Wait a minute. How come
and
I
you
can't
are
make...
clearly sexually harassing her, and she definitely has a cause. So you better start packing up some of your money because you're going to be paying a big settlement.
I can't make a very just relaxed comment.
You will not make a relaxed comment about somebody's breast size.
Yeah, a real relaxed comment.
That is totally inappropriate. It is totally inappropriate.
Mr. Green, in this complaint, she mentions the fact that you wear a hairpiece.
That's right, and no one makes a joke about that because it's a $15,000 hair system. It's not a hairpiece.
and yet you can make a comment about her breasts.
I wear a hair system. She called it a toupee. You see the difference, Ann?
I don't care what you call this. You have no right making references to her breasts, and that is not a leisurely comment.
Well, I find it very relaxing. You don't think it's relaxing.
I cannot believe you are a CEO of a company, and you have not had any training at all on what is appropriate.
A hair system, not a toupee, a hair system. That's not
I don't care about your hair.
And what is...
I care about the fact that you have no right making reference to somebody's chest.
Yes, Mr. Green, do you understand?
That is not a leisurely comment at all.
So you don't appreciate a man very relaxed, just laying back in the lunchroom, almost slouching in his chair, saying, hey, Ann, you know, you could use maybe some tissue paper up top.
And you know what I would say to you?
What's that?
You are a jerk, and I am going to sue your butt.
Are you saying that a woman is supposed to...
You have no right making my work environment possible.
If I was relaxed in the chair when I said it.
You don't pay me to look at my chest.
All right, look, but the point here is you're thinking because you're slouching in a chair it's okay to make the comment.
Like, I don't care.
Like, you don't care, but she does, and that's the difference.
All right, Mr. Henry, I want to say this. As a Bush supporter, you really disappoint me. And if you were an employee of mine, Ann, let me ask you this, Ann. Which fruit
Trust
could
me,
I
would not be an employee
All right.
of yours.
Which fruit could I compare your breast to?
All right, I'm getting rid of him. And
think you really need to.
Thank you for your call. I appreciate your input.
Okay.
1-800-449-868. What does he want?
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
I just want to tell everybody we got pork chops this week, and we got a fantastic center-cut loin chop for only...
Get this and more at PhilHenryShow.com. That's PhilHenryShow.com or Amazon.com. I'm Phil Henry. Till we meet again.